All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Make sure to subscribe. Another one. We have a jam-packed week. You know, we were supposed to have some different guests, and they all started moving, and then suddenly something different happened when some shit went down FaZe Rug. We're going to go over it. If you haven't left a review yet, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, and listen to us on Spotify. And the merch is available. Go check it out on thesingshop.com, right? Woo. All right, guys, Sean, what's going on, you sexy Woo. Fuck?
What's up, dog? What's good? What's good? Yo, y'all applauding like I did something.
Dude,
I
welcome back.
We you had did. You bought us.
You bought us like 100. What is it?
100 wings.
No, no, no. The only reason I'm here is somehow I got tangled up in beef. That's it. That's the only reason. I was not scheduled to be here today.
Dude, apparently you're lying to people, man.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Okay, my DMs right now are flooded with like, oh, Sean, I'm a cloud chaser. Sean, I'm a liar.
Yeah,
I'm capping. I'm not capping, bro. How can I cap? I do magic trick. Okay, wait. That contradicts itself.
Right, right. Yeah. So what actually happened? Because pretty much our side of the story is that you called Berkeley and apparently FaZe Rug said that he that like we were beefing with like
which is true. It's true. It really did happen.
Yeah, I believe
so,
you.
So that's why he was calling us liars, because he was saying like we just made up that whole fucking story.
But it's true. And listen, I want to preface it like this, bro. I have nothing. I don't know what y'all's opinions are about FaZe. Right, keep that separate from mine. I have nothing but love and respect for this kid.
I think, fuck him.
Yeah. No kidding.
we had him on or before this, but I think we squashed everything. But also, if he was lying about the fact that we were lying.
Well, it was so we had the altercation, right? You guys know about it if you guys listened to the last episode of the vlog. We went to that dodgeball tournament, $250,000 dodgeball tournament between like Two Hype, all of them. And essentially, we go up to FaZe Rug to get an interview. Mm-hmm. He's kind of cool with it. We do it. He's hitting jokes and talks about the fact that like we talk shit about him and said that he was super like underweight. And then later on, he comes up to us like a minute later and is like, "Yo, dude, I heard you guys talk shit about me." And it was weird. He like didn't dap me up when I like reached out.
Right. What'd y'all say as soon as he came up to y'all?
Fuck you.
No, you didn't.
No, we didn't. No. But what we did say was like, we was kind of like confused.
Kyle was like, "Yo, dude, big fan of your stuff.
Yeah,
I love
dude.
You.
Give
me right.
A, give me a rub and tug."
No, it's okay. A rug with a tug.
Yes. Rug with a tug. That's what it is.
Yeah. So that happened. And then a couple of weeks later, Berkeley like comes up to us right before filming and goes like, "Yo, dude, Sean just FaceTimed me. He went over to collab with FaZe Rug, and he asked like, hey, who do you have beef with?" And Rug was like, "Oh, The Sink right now." And that kind of what started us off onto this tangent where we went on a podcast, talked about it. He watched that, got up.
And we were saying like, "Oh, we're in his head rent free and all this stuff."
And then he like watched the podcast and he was like pretty much saying like, "Oh, like I never said that to Sean." And like these kids aren't living in my head rent free.
And calling us liars. So that's where your side comes in.
Okay, well, here's the truth. And I have genuine truth. And that's why my friend David was with me. He's here in the podcast room because I thought I was tripping because of how many people hit me up and said I was lying. I was like, bro, I might have been tripping. Like, maybe. But I talked to David and my other friend Josh was there. And we were talking about longevity and how long he's been doing like the podcast and whatnot. And what he said is he was like talking about how he hasn't really been in drama and beef. He asked me at one point if I've been in drama and beef. And then what happened was he brought up y'all. He said, word for word, "Do y'all know The Sink?" I was like, "Yeah, I know The Sink." And after that, he kind of brought up the fact that y'all were being fake and whatnot. And I think his idea was trying to tell me to watch out for fake people here in LA, because I was telling him I was like kind of new to the thing. But he did bring it up. And whether or not he remembers it, it was a small like 2 second thing. But the reason I called you wasn't to like wasn't to like start anything. I just wanted to clarify because I went to go collab with FaZe Rug. And if y'all were actually beefing, I was like, "Oh shit, my bad."
Yeah.
Like that's why I called you. I wanted to clarify. I get the clarification, and then motherfucker on your podcast.
We didn't still know that he was still thinking about that altercation because that was literally like a month and a half ago.
Right.
Like, or like when you call, it was like 3 weeks after it happened.
Right. So I don't know who's saying what, but I know the truth. The truth is he did bring it up, whether it was a small thing, right, and it might have passed over his head, you know, or whatever it might be. It was talked about. We talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, this all stems from like the podcast he dropped, the first episode. Did you did you think that he was trying to hide something? The way he glossed over and talked about it was like Sean just came over. It was slightly like weirdly dismissive about the entire thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like it was. I can see why, because it was just such a small moment. You know, it was like we talked about it for like we had a whole conversation about being in the space, being in the industry, and he was him and his boy Noah were extremely nice to me, so welcoming. You know, was trying to, you know, help me out here, giving me advice here and there. And it was just a small moment. So, I mean, like, whether it was, like, him trying to be dismissive, I don't know. But it might have been just, like, something that barely, you know, grazed his head. That's why he didn't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But, like, weird.
Because also in his podcast, he kind of like made you feel kind of like shit.
I mean, the way he was like wording things,
he just sounded like he called me the nicest kid. I know, but it sounded like he was trying to like belittle you.
Okay, maybe I don't know, but listen, that wasn't the point of the. I can see why he brought that up because like the insignificant. He was trying to show how insignificant it was. Like, why would he bring that up to something that wasn't even related to the actual, you know, point of me being over, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'm not some random kid. I am the most followed magician. So like,
fucks on him.
I'm just saying, I am. Fucks like, to be fair. But I mean, like, I can. It helps with his point, right? So that's why he says it. I don't take too much offense to it. It's cool. And I've, you know, I saw him earlier today. You know, we talked about it. We've been DMing, and it's been chill.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know. So how much hate were you getting from his? Was it a lot? Was it a good amount?
It was a good amount. It wasn't like y'all's comment section. Y'all's comment section is pretty bad. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all's comment section is pretty run. L podcast. Y'all sold. Like literally. I mean, yeah. But like a lot of people. Half of them were just confused. They're like, no way they're talking about you. Because, bro, if you look at my content, I do not talk shit.
Yeah.
I don't talk shit. Unless you're new, man. Fuck that dude. But I don't.
He just won over our entire podcast.
So after Blueface beats the shit out of New Man, you want to fight him next?
Bro, I would fuck Newman.
What did he do to you?
Nothing. He just looks like a douchebag.
Hey!
Dude, on God. Bro. Okay, listen.
Sean is feeling fucking violent.
Sean does damage.
No, but I'm just being real, bro. I watched the clips from the podcast, and I've heard what y'all have said. That dude just, like, thinks he's the shit.
Well, did you see on the podcast? So in the comments, I went through and I time coded it, and I like asked this pretty in depth question. It was probably like a 20-second question. And I'm like looking at him the entire time. He's like, "Sorry, you talking to me, bro?"
No, I'm talking to the other guest.
Dumbass, I'm talking to the other fucking guest on the podcast. Like, yes, of course I'm fucking talking to you. Okay, it was fucking ridiculous. It was literally the most bullshit ass, stupid ass thing. Fuck that kid. We did get stupid ass pussy. I hope Blueface knocks you out.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Well, I mean, how many followers does he have? How many followers?
He has a lot of people. I mean, everyone. A lot of people know him.
It's like 3.4.
The other best part about it, too, was like he like changed his name to Kane. Or I guess his name is Kane, but it, like he changed it from Newman to Kane. And like on the podcast, he like made it like very clear like he like, wanted to be called Kane.
Yeah.
And Kai the entire time.
I didn't mean to do that, but I was like. Then he just goes, boys, my name's Kane. I was like, All right, I forgot, my bad.
I mean, there's like not a lot of people that I dislike in this industry, but there's just something about his face, man. I don't know. And the fact that he also does not care. Like, he really doesn't care.
It's
like,
the stealing content that's infuriating.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, listen. I respect everybody's hustle. Like, if you got an, if you're doing something for yourself and you have an audience for it and people love you for what you do, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. But if you're a piece of shit, you know, like even this beef stuff doesn't really like there's nothing to it, really. Like the beef. Like, I mean, there's stuff that happened. Yes, there's people taking sides, whatever. OK, cool. But like, I don't know. There's just some creators I just can't fuck with. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what? There's no other creators other than Newman?
Oh, man. I don't really start beef like that. Yeah. Well, I was going down like a list of. I'm like, Newman's a good one to start on. It is.
Yeah.
Like, to create that list in your notes.
Yeah.
Newman. Top one.
I mean, I feel like there's the obvious ones, like the, you know, the pedophiles, the Zoe Laverne.
Well, my favorite's Tony Lopez.
Tony Lopez. You know, I saw Tony Lopez.
Where was he?
Dude, I went to get a Tesla charging station.
and he's sitting there for 30 minutes. Like, no. Fuck.
How many kids do you have in his
came out. Whoa.
Berkeley crossing the.
Can't say that.
There you go. Yeah.
Good shit, kid.
Yeah, good shit.
Well, I saw him, and he was with. I think he has a girl now, right?
That one was a violation. Yeah.
He's like getting married and having a kid.
He's getting married.
Yeah, he's getting married to the girl.
No, that was a joke, and it was to prove that like anything that you see on social media, like
is that what he said?
No, that's literally like the entire point of the thing. Everybody thinks that he's getting married and that girl is pregnant, but like they aren't getting married. She's not pregnant, but like
you know, honestly, I would believe it.
That's why they did it. Just so like
fuck, don't act like you're not a goal.
I did it. What are you talking about?
Dude, you throw it at me?
Yeah.
Berkeley thinks that JR no, or
he
that
goes on, deaf, he goes on Deaf Noodles and fucking he's like, Deaf Noodles is the greatest source of fucking drama. And he taps about everything.
I'm blanking. Who the fuck wrote Harry Potter?
JK Rowling.
Yeah. So you irrelevant. Thought that was a dude. That's so irrelevant. You thought JK Rowling was a dude.
That's so irrelevant.
You thought it was a dude?
No, they were. That's so irrelevant.
It does have nothing to do with this conversation, but that's kind of weird, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I did not know that.
I didn't know because Kyle was like saying J.K.
Wasn't she also the only billionaire to become a millionaire by giving money away? Or I'm
I think
tripping.
So. She also got canceled for saying some stuff about.
I don't keep up with a lot of things.
Couldn't you just have $1 billion and just give $1 away and then you're technically a millionaire?
Don't say that.
What? What?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, how much money exactly have you made this year? Is that not?
I don't think you can ask that.
I've made at least $10.
Good. Yes. Good.
The Creator Fund's treating you well.
Huh?
The Creator Fund's treating you well.
Dude, I don't even check my Creator Fund. On God, I don't. Bro, the CPM on that shit is so low. You get like 3 cents for every like million views.
Yeah, neither do I.
So explain the shit with.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean the shit on people who use Creator Fund. I'm just saying it's such a low. Like, if you're trying to aim money and make money on social media, don't look at Creator Fund. Like, you should be like running up ad revenue on Facebook and YouTube.
Facts.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not shitting on everybody who's making a living on Creator Fund. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there was like a wave, like six. I mean, it is pretty shitty because like it's just so low compared to if you're doing YouTube. If you have nothing, then it's a lot, right? But if you're doing other things, then it's a little. So when you were like 6 months ago, maybe it was a little longer, Spotlight started on Snapchat.
Yes.
Then I remember this where it was like a wave, right? If you guys don't know Snapchat, you can go see like the TikTok versions on Snapchat. People are re-uploading old TikToks. And the rumor was like they're giving $1 million a day for a while and they stopped about like a couple months ago. And so then... some people joined on.
Right.
You were one of the first.
Yes.
And then a slow wave, your house joint got on there.
Yes.
Right. And then like a couple other creators, and then people were like, dude, don't tell other people about this. There was like shit going on like that.
Right.
Because it was such a lucrative deal and the spots available.
Cam Casey too. Damn, you got beef with everyone, Sean. What the fuck?
I don't have beef with anybody, bro. We just haven't. No, and it's not even beef, bro. It's just like there's
what's
been
the story?
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of people having problems with other creators. Look, I'll give you the basic story, and I'm not going to name names, all right? This is all I'm going to say. Listen, there are creators out there that I have helped. You know, I've given them a place to sleep, you know, like literally they've stayed at our, like these said creators have stayed at my place, right? People that I've helped out, gave them their first run at like getting a following on stuff. And right. And whenever I had information and stuff to help out them with, I was first to the first one to text. Hey, by the way, I think you should start doing blank, blank, blank. By the way, you should be. And while they were staying in my place, made an effort to not to make sure that specifically me and a couple other creators to not know about Snapchat early. And they made millions of dollars. That's the truth.
They made $3 million in a month, right? Was that it?
I
that was the article that went around everywhere.
Yes,
dude,
they made a lot of money.
That's crazy.
Again, I'm not here to just bash on. This is the past. This is the past. All right, I'm here to keep moving forward. Like, you can't hold that shit, you know, close. But like, that's the truth. Yeah. That's the truth. And you know, now
it's really some scumbag shit, though.
It is, bro. Because I swear to God, they were staying in our place, like living in our house, at one point, while knowing that this shit was going on. Right. Asked a favor, like, can we spend the night? Can we? And still didn't tell us or tell, like, made the effort to not say anything to us when that
you
could
feel like threaten. You think they felt like threatened?
Well, that's the point. That was the idea. I'm pretty sure like Lyria quote was like, oh, don't tell Sean because he goes viral or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you have really family friendly content and you have a lot of it. Know. So
I feel like there's so much beef to talk about. I'm sorry.
No, I brought this up not to bring up beef at all. I didn't mean it like that. I meant to bring it to the fact that like, I guess, and that's. Certain situation,
right?
They were aware that okay, if Sean gets on this, he has years of backlogged family-friendly vertical content that he can just post to Snapchat.
Right.
If he posts enough of it, it's going to take away that $1 million a day, and a fraction is going to
go
to you.
Yeah, and listen, like,
and then
if I was just some random Joe Schmo, I wouldn't text me. Like, but like the things that we have done, like me, including the Pound, have done for these people, like. Come on, don't be like that. And you know, their side is like, you know, they don't owe us anything. But like, fuck that, honestly. Yeah.
But okay, just to play like devil's advocate, like, is this a situation where like there's a situation why they should have come up? Like, was it something that you told them the day before? Or is it something they're doing on the side?
What do you mean?
So it's like if I'm just like posting, like right now we're posting an app that's a pretty new app,
right?
And we're doing pretty well on it relatively, right? And if I'm just doing that, I crash at your place. And I just don't tell you about it because it doesn't come up. Was it that situation or something different?
Tell me. Okay, let me tell you. Let me preface this. New platform comes up. Schmick schmack, whatever. Right.
Schmick schmack.
You can fucking make $10,000 a day posting. Right.
Call it Glock Lock.
Glock Lock comes out.
Okay.
You can make $10,000 a day on Glock Lock.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. You're telling me if I started making like if I made $1 million on that,
yeah,
it would make me a shitty friend if I didn't tell you. If
true.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I guess the question of how close of friends were you guys? It sound like they just crashed on the couch.
Right. But I've helped them since the beginning.
Okay.
Since the beginning, every time I had a piece of advice for them, I gave it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this was so big that you can't ignore it as like something. Yeah.
You can't make millions of dollars. You can't make millions of dollars and not tell someone who's been helping you this whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you on.
I don't know. Listen, again, it's the past. I'm over it. I don't really care. Like, it is what it is, and like, you know, I always think that, you know, things will come back. Things will come back to people, and if you're a nice person, like, I try to help as many fucking people as I can, mm-hmm. as many creators. The moment I learned about Spotlight, I hit on my group chat. I was like, yo, y'all got to get on this. The first thing, mm-hmm. I was like, bro, everybody's got to get on this. Snapchat Spotlight, same with YouTube Shorts. I was telling everybody, yo, you guys got to get on YouTube Shorts when things happen. Because, I mean, capitalize on the opportunity and let everybody else grow, you know? Like, there's so much room for everybody else to grow, and that's such a negative mindset that if you think that you tell someone that, you know, it's going to hinder your success, I mean, that's just fucked. Anyways, yeah. But
facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Nice. Okay. So you came on our podcast in, like, September. And
right.
we lost the podcast.
You did.
I lost the podcast.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It really is fine. I it's cool.
Yeah. Well, now we get to run. Now we get to run it back. Yeah. But so at that time, you were starting the content house that you
right.
the pound.
Yes, we had the pound.
You guys had just moved to LA. So how's that going?
how's LA living in LA going?
Yeah. Well, no, right. I'm wondering. What are like the hard things that go with. You know, like making a content.
Wow, this is funny because we haven't announced this ever, but like the pound's no longer a thing. it's a thing. We were supposed to do an announcement video, but then things happened, schedules realigned, people were out of state, in state, whatever. Get busy. You know, we figured that we have other paths that we want to go on, separate paths. And, you know, when you realize that things aren't long term, like there's no point. You know, so like it was cool for all of us to move down. It was fucking I love the fact that we were able to make the pound, because guess what? Every single one of my best friends are here in this state right now, living in my house, living in our house. And so it's just fucking awesome that we were able to take this idea of like creating a content house. And now we all live together. Are you serious? Like, yeah, that's insane. Yeah.
And you guys still live together. And you guys are still best
live
friends.
Together. But we aren't currently doing. We aren't currently doing any content or whatnot, because, you know, long term is just, it's not what we want for each individual, you know.
Yeah, you guys are all very different individually. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it doesn't really make sense. You put people in a house and they all do the same thing, and that helps everyone grow. You guys are all like succeeding in very individual different things, right? Like,
the content house era is also kind of coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, is there any content? There's not a single one.
No. I mean, there's like,
except for the sync, like and subscribe.
There still is like Hype House and stuff. But true. It's like, just,
I mean,
it's different,
kind of.
It's not the
dude,
same
content as boats.
Dude, put
content yacht.
Put some content yacht. We put people on a yacht,
right?
And then you live there, and then when you go close to shores, people go out on jet skis to see you.
No, content cruise, and you go around the
world. Dude, cruises. Do you know what cruise people are?
I've never been on a cruise.
It's a very interesting world when you go on a cruise for a long time.
Well, you sound like you've had a traumatic experience.
Ethan's
a cruise boy.
Ethan's a cruise person.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's a more specific group of people that... So there's people that go on cruises, right? And that's cool. But there's people who go on cruises. And
how do you know so much about cruises? What happened to you as a child?
It's old people, more weird. Typically in the South, and they go on cruises.
Trying to fuck London Tipton.
Dude, low key. Yeah.
What?
What? And then they go on cruises for like 3 to 4 months.
Right.
And then they get off, and they get another one the next weekend, and they're gone for a long time.
I can't
time.
Be on the sea for that long. How do you get used to that shit?
Cruise people. There's people that live off that stuff.
I feel like you get off the boat, and for the next few months, you're like low-key swaying with the world.
Yeah.
Just like, huh? Can't do that.
Yeah. I would just drink way too much if I went on cruises.
Yeah, that'd be gnarly. Yeah. We drink way too much right now. Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Dude, I guess Sean drinks way too much, bro. You're crazy. You're crazy with it.
No, let me clarify just in case. I don't drink, smoke, or any of that.
Yeah, he just deals.
You just deal drugs. He's the Bradley Martin of TikTok.
He's the most unsuspecting drug dealer ever.
That would be pretty
honestly, if I was your drug dealer, no one would suspect.
Well, you could conceal it in your magic, so you could just walk up to people, go perform a magic trick like on the street, and then just throw fucking dime bags at them.
Yeah.
Whenever I go through security in like you know places or events. They look, they see a deck of cards, they never look inside there.
That is weird.
Oh, you can put the anyways, crack there.
Just cut out like a little bit.
But no, I'm a pretty clean cut kid, I would say. I would say, maybe.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
that's
the. I spent the first half of the podcast talking the most shit. Now, yeah, I'm pretty clean cut. Like, I don't say anything about anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, how's, dude, have you been talking to some LA girls? What's that been like?
Come on, man.
You have your you have the blue Tesla out there.
Okay.
Right, and you have the blue check mark.
Okay.
That's two blues.
That's all you
double
need.
Blues.
And you have blue balls. I was gonna say that, but
that's good.
That was like right. I was right in my mind. I looked at you. I'm like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. I knew it was coming.
Listen,
but
bro.
You aren't.
Yeah.
God damn it, Berg. I can't take you anywhere. No, I don't. I can't right now, man. I got too much shit going on.
Yeah, you're doing a new TV show and stuff like that.
Yes, we just wrapped up filming Facebook show.
Yeah,
brand new Facebook show.
What's the show about? Is it about magic?
Is it Brad? Yes, it's called Random Acts of Magic with Brad TV and Facebook Watch.
Why was Indiana? She was just
She was just a special guest for one of the episodes. Was I allowed to talk about that? Okay, well, I guess y'all. It's okay.
It's because it's Brad. Brat TV.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Chicken girl action.
Yeah.
Chicken girl action. How is that? What's your role? Are you the star? Are you the
So it's all it's me going around trying new things and doing magic for all these people. So you know, one episode, I was at a basketball court getting dunked on. The next episode, I was in a boxing gym and we were doing some boxing. And then each episode, I do magic with the thing. So I did a magic trick with a boxing glove. There was one where we went to a restaurant. I made food like a whole order of like the meal that they ordered like appear stuff like that. And then we also give back. There's a lot of giving back because you know that's kind of like a subgenre of what I do is you know spreading positivity and shit. You know how it is.
So they got you the whole setup, like a trailer, like the dude, it was weird. Makeup,
dude.
What's
oh
that?
My god,
what did they give you? Give me the whole like
well first off, okay,
you have a chocolate fountain?
Huh?
Do you have a chocolate
that's
fountain?
That's an odd one.
Did you get free hand jobs,
personal jerk offer? What, rub and tug before the Bratz TV show?
Okay, listen.
Nothing like a free OTPHJ.
No, no. Dude, that's I had a stylist and who had all of my stuff ready to go. She picked out a bunch of my clothes. It was crazy. They looked through your Instagram and they find like 70 pieces of clothing that matches exactly what you wear. It's damn. Fucking nuts, dude. That's
cool. Oh, so you like come in and it's like kind of your wardrobe but not?
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's
no, it's cool. It's yeah. weird. I was like, oh my god. And it's like, you know more about how I dress than I do. Like, I don't even know what I wear like half the time. Dude, I didn't even eat food and I managed to spill chicken wing sauce all over my shirt.
That's such a classic Berkeley move.
Yeah.
Berkeley dude, I didn't even eat anything. I literally didn't and I don't know how. Okay, anyways, that's besides.
Never wear white.
God, man. The one day I wear an all white fit.
Yeah.
God, I look like I'm going to a reverse funeral. That's what I look like right now. And then
what is a reverse funeral?
I don't know, because you know how you wear all black?
Yeah, it's like you mean like just like a birth? You're going to a fucking
this is the outfit that I'm gonna wear to my when my wife's pregnant.
White gotta find a wife event. First. Okay, tell us about your trailer.
Yeah, I also it was weird. The weirdest part was I had a makeup artist. Her name's Yen. Shout out Yen. She was amazing. But she would do my hair in the morning. She even gave me haircuts in the morning.
Oh. Every morning?
Every morning. Just trim up my hair. Huh? Who does that?
It's pretty cool.
Why are you laughing about over there?
I just don't know what the purpose of getting a haircut every morning is.
That's true. But just like trim it up, I don't know.
Yeah, but like you eventually
you just go to bed and they cut one more hair in the morning.
She just knows it's a little. Anyways, she does my hair, she does my makeup, and no matter what, because it's hot as fuck here in LA, she has to carry an umbrella everywhere I go. And she's like this small little Asian lady. She's like, 4'9". She's carrying the umbrella over no matter where I went. She had to carry this umbrella to make sure I wasn't sweating.
I don't think that was her job. I think she just wanted you, to be honest.
Yeah, she wanted to fuck in the trailer.
Okay, she's as old as my. She's as old as my mom. No, that's enough. Stop. I really hope they don't see this.
Wait,
I really hope
it was your who?
She's as old as my mom.
Oh, I thought you said it was your mom.
And I'm like, wow, those jokes were really out of pocket.
Oh my God. But yeah, so that was interesting. It was weird that they had to, like, literally wherever I go, I had to carry an umbrella to make sure I didn't sweat. And after every take, she would come up, had to put some, I don't even know what makeup it was. Like, it was like concealer or some shit.
Bronzer. That's the thing.
Sure. Bronzer. What the hell?
Wait, no, that's for fucking cars, right?
Nope.
What?
No, never mind. Keep on going. Sorry,
I don't know what it is. But that was weird. That was weird because everybody was like, look, you know when you mess up a take? You just redo it.
Mm-hmm.
When you mess up a take on set, cut, reset, rolling, you know, like mic, sound, whatever. Yeah. And you have to go again. And every single time, it could be the smallest thing. So I'd be like, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Random. And then cut. I have to wait 2 minutes. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Random. And I did that like 4 times. And it makes me feel so bad because they have to reset everything time. It's ass, but it's cool. It's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think about like craft services. They have all that shit. Like, different locations. Like, were they taking everywhere? Like,
Because
when we see like a set in LA, it's like what, 7-8 RVs and get all the lighting trucks. How big was this operation?
It was pretty big. There was a 30-person set. It's pretty decently big. I didn't even realize how big it was until I got, because you know I get a few opportunities here and there, and I was like, okay, we're doing something for Facebook, I think social media, but I didn't realize like wow, they rented out red cameras for this shoot. You know, they had this huge production, sound, wardrobe. When I'm telling you that there was like 4 DPs on there, I swear, like it was nuts. And it was really cool. It was really cool to finally like see something outside of social media, because you know we get caught up in the social media world, and it's like, oh, I wonder when I'm gonna take that next step. And although it's not like it's not me on the Titanic or some shit, you know, but like it, you know, being on set and be able to taste that next world is like, it's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Berg.
Of course,
you'd be a really hot Jack,
huh?
You'd be a really hot Jack.
Yeah, I can paint you anytime, Sean.
Is it bad? I haven't seen Titanic.
You haven't seen Titanic, but you made a Titanic reference.
So you didn't get that reference.
I've never seen the Titanic.
Have you ever?
Did no one get that? Anyone else get that reference?
I don't have any reason. Well, to watch
what was it?
I'll paint you naked, Sean.
What does that even
mean? That from?
Apparently they think like the Titanic movie was all just like a dream or something. I watched a video on it. Like the guy was just in like a dream the entire time. Or the guy or girl was just like dreaming the entire time.
Huh.
What?
I don't know. I've never watched the movie.
Yeah, I haven't either. I haven't watched Lion King.
Really?
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's the one that draws the line for
that's
you?
Really fucked up.
I'm sorry. I just didn't have a childhood.
Just sad doing magic all day.
That's it. Come on, anybody who became a magician didn't have a childhood. Come on, let's be real.
I feel like
if anybody took the time to learn,
everyone like went through like a magician phase though. Like everyone had a yo-yo. Everyone had silly bands. Everyone fucking.
But the fucking weirdo who kept going and made a TikTok and got millions of followers does not have a childhood.
True, but like when did that start?
What do you mean?
Like, because Lion King came out in like 1995.
Like, yo, don't call that on my bullshit. Come on.
Like, I'm just saying, like.
Come on, let him create the traumatic backstory.
I probably watched Lion King when I was like 4 years old.
Come on, bro. I was going to go on AGT and that was going to be my backstory. Like, I never watched Lion King. I didn't have friends.
Oh, you were going to go on America's Got Talent?
No, that was a joke. Actually, they rejected me 4 times.
Really?
Was your magic not good enough?
I guess not. Oh, my God.
That's so sad.
No, I was like 13 when I auditioned for the first time. You have to audition in front of the producers first. Mm-hmm. And basically, when you go there, you have to wait in line for like a couple hours, and then wait in a holding room for like 6 hours. When I tell you 6 hours, no food in there. There's no food.
That's fucked.
Right? And it's fucking horrible, honestly, because you see so... You see so many people who have talent in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see a single person on the show. Not a single one. Because, you know, it's all about ratings and whatnot. And so after 4 attempts, I was like, fuck this. I'm going to try to.
You did it 4 times?
4 years straight.
You waited 8 hours 4 times?
For four, once a year.
Was it one of your biggest goals to get on there?
I just wanted to make a name. This was prior to me making a name for myself. I just wanted to make a name. Because I was like, I really wanted to, you know, do something with the entertainment industry. I thought I was like, you know, pretty okay at magic at that time. I was pretty shit. I don't know. I had a big head. I still do. But I mean, you know, I auditioned all these times. And then after the last time, when I tell you, I was crying in a pizza shop after my third audition. I swear to God, I was bawling my eyes out. I have a depressing ass photo. I'm going to see if I can get it to you guys. It's like me. Right after we went to the pizza shop, my dad wanted to show me Vegas because this was our first time auditioning in Vegas. And he was like taking photos of me to send to the group chat, to our family group chat. Yeah. And it's just me like sad as fuck.
right in front of like the most greatest monument ever. Like, you know how there's like the New York thing, the Statue of Liberty or whatever thing?
There's a fake Statue of Liberty.
There's literally a photo of me like this. That's right in front of this. Right after me learning I wasn't going to be on AGT for another season. I swear, it's the most depressing photo.
That's fucking jokes. That like looking back on that, like that's like like that's like funny. Like, cause now like you have like that story to be able to tell. Like, you're just like, but at the time that was probably pretty fucked
up. Dude, I was sad, because like here's the thing: when you go audition for things and when you have like goals and stuff and you want to do it, like, people hear about it. Like, I was in middle school and everybody was rooting for me. You can do it. You can do it. I can't wait to see you on the show. I'm so excited. And kids don't understand. You have to go to in front of producers first before you get on the show. So they hear your audition. They're like, oh my God, you're going to be on TV. I'm so excited. Oh. I can't wait for you to win AGT. Win AGT, bitch. I wasn't even on it. But literally when I come back, I have to tell every person the look on their face. I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I'm... I didn't.
That made me laugh because I'm thinking of 4 years in a row.
That's how it was. 4 years every year I have to be like, they're looking for other things this year. Yeah,
and
like,
all your classmates are so excited, and you come back every year.
Yeah, by the fourth
year they just start like slowly stop asking.
Right? No, by the fourth year they were like, again. I was like, yeah, I guess so.
That's fucked. That's a bummer.
Damn. But it's okay, because bro, they hit me up last year to be on the show.
Wait, is
Simon, oh wow, now you're being asked to come on the show.
Yeah, and I said no.
Is Simon Cowell still on?
No, that's American Idol.
Who's like the
Simon Cowell's on.
They have Howie Mandel on there now.
Who did you meet there? Did you meet any of like?
No judges are there.
Really?
It's just the producers that you meet. Oh. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'd like to take a quick second to thank one of our sponsors. One of those sponsors happens to be Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs is the greatest short that you can buy anywhere, period. I love my Bird Dogs personally.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Everyone in the house... No, he's not.
No, I'm not.
Guy's not wearing his Bird Dogs right now. But personally, with the whole Bird Dogs thing, the thing that's really nice about it is like they have a liner in the actual short to like where... You like your balls are just cupped. You don't even like need to wear underwear in them. You can go swimming. You can play golf. You can literally go out to dinner in your shorts. They are the best shorts.
They are the best, most versatile shorts, being able to wear them when you're going out to like a nice dinner or you're going out to like play tennis. Like, they work for both and you still kind of like, you know, look a class above the rest.
And they just came out with like 10 new designs. So they have literally a full restock on designs. Their shorts always sell out, so like it's nice to have new designs, and they also have long pants as well. So they just literally have so much to choose from in the pant category, and we all love our Bird Dogs. So
I'm wearing their shoes.
That now you aren't capping. You actually are wearing their shoes. So go to birddogs.com and enter promo code the sink, and they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs whistle to football. Remember those Nerf Hallerhead Vortex footballs that would whistle when you throw them?
Yes,
I do. You do remember those?
The ones that would go like 80 yards and
yeah, dude, you could just fucking sling them. And Kai always had a crazy arm, so Kai could always throw them like a mile. So go to birddogs.com and that's promo code the sink, and boom, free whistle tip football when you order a pair of Bird Dogs. You will not take these things off.
Let's go.
All right, and then keeping it going, we want to, you know, we sold a really big ad spot this week to this place called SinkShop.com. TheSinkShop.com. That's right. Our merch is now live. Guys, thank you everybody who watches our videos. Whenever we see somebody out in public who is wearing our merch, it is pretty epic.
I get pre-cum at my tip.
I do too. I do get that as well. And so that's all available at thesinkshop.com. We have different shirts. We have a new hat coming out now. We have the Sink official hat. It's a canvas hat. We replaced the last foam ones. So if you guys are down for that, go check them out at thesinkshop.com. Those are now available, limited only, because soon we're going to be coming up with new designs, and people seem to really like these right now. So go check it out. It'll be linked down below. Thank you so much. At thesinkshop.com. Don't be fucking dumb. Okay.
Hey, don't be fucking rude either. Just don't fucking buy the merch. Like, it's so fucking easy to buy the merch. Like,
the merch is sick, and it helps us a lot. So thank you.
Imagine not buying merch, dude.
Dude.
Obviously, don't get any fucking pussy, dude.
Obviously, don't get any pussy, bruh, if you don't get some merch, bruh.
Nippers. I don't like that.
Whoa. I actually hate when, like, people grab me.
My favorite thing is getting my.
That's why I noticed when I first met Sean, like I'm like very touchy when I'm drunk. Like, I mean, like just like as like friends. Oh, okay. When I go up to like see my friends, I'm like always just hugging them
and always hurting people.
I would hug Sean like multiple times in the night of the party, and then like at the end of the night, it was like the 50th hug. He would like kind of like start pushing me off every time I would go up to him.
It's better than him coming in your room every time when he gets home late at like 4 a.m. and he just comes, jumps on you, kisses you on the cheek, and fucking wakes you up.
I feel like this is from a personal thing. What happened?
Every time, every time Berkeley, I've started to lock the door to my room because it'll literally be like 4 a.m. Berkeley will come home and he's like, "Good night." And I'm like, "Dude, I was having a great night of sleep." And
he's fucking woke the me best up. Is when we get home and it takes 20 minutes to get you out the Uber.
Yeah, Kyle. Yeah, no, I've had some interesting Uber stories this weekend.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. I thought this was like a story from a couple. You said this weekend.
It happened twice in the last 2 weeks, I think.
My body hates me.
How would you explain, or what happens when you literally cannot get out of an Uber? Like, it took us so long and Paul had to come and save your ass.
Paul saved Kyle. Like, literally saved him.
I was just tired, bro. And like, once you get tired, like, yeah, you just can't move.
He was in the Uber when the Uber parked, drove Kyle home, I guess. This is a story that Kyle told me. I think it's hilarious. Right. He was in the passenger seat with the seat reclined all the way back.
Oh, God.
Uber drives in front of our house and the Uber starts trying to get him up. And I guess eventually Paul came out, goes in, goes, "Hey, buddy, you gotta go now." He like starts to like drag him out and Kyle's like out. And Paul's like, the driver's like, "How long has he been here?" He goes, "He's been sitting here for 20 minutes. I can't get him out."
Are you serious? Yeah. It was 20 minutes?
You just took a full napski. Well,
a bunch of people thought I was weird for sitting in the front seat of an Uber. Like, do you guys not do that?
Not if there's an open back seat.
Yeah, if there's an open back seat, that's weird.
I always take the front.
Half of them do not like that. I have to imagine. Because I've been
like
told not
every, like, I... Every time I ride solo in an Uber, I always get in the front.
That's weird, right?
That is... Nobody does that.
No one does
that. That's weird.
I just like riding in the front more.
Do you wipe? Dude, on God, if there's too? 5 seats and there's 6 of us, no one still sits in the front.
Yeah.
It's still weird to ask us in the front because it's like not your car and they clean the back. But every time you want us in the front, they have to move like their divorce papers and their fucking like tax papers. They shove it on the ground and go, "Can you hold this?" I'm like, "This is your social security shit." And then you get to sit down. But no, they always have stuff there.
Yeah, I never even ask. I always just open the front. I've never even thought about it.
You just open it?
Wow. Because, usually the front seat is filled with shit.
Yeah.
I literally can't think of a time I've sat in the back of an Uber when it's my...
That's
when it's
actually ridiculous.
That's so weird. You don't ever see the shit in there? It's always the most random shit. It's always like rubber ducks or some shit. Why do you have that? Why?
Yeah, no, every time the seat's been wide open, I don't know.
You're weird.
There's a lot of weird things you do, but you don't realize they're weird until like you talk about them.
Right.
I'm sure we all have that. Like
y'all don't poop in the showers? Like, I...
Oh, dude, where you gotta smash it through the drain?
Exactly. Like, y'all don't.
You wipe from the front or wipe from the back?
From the front or from the back? I can see myself doing both.
Right? You can go for the front, but the thing is, like, you know, your head goes right to. Are you gonna fucking get shit on your balls? Like,
You know what hurts? Normal. Like people use wet wipes to wipe their butts.
Yes, but the conversation is, it might be really bad for the sewage system, but it feels so much better when you wipe with a wet wipe. That's why I always crack.
Then you literally just have permanent swamp ass.
True.
Like your ass crack
is gonna be wet. It's like a cool breeze. You know, after like when you dig a poop cool and like breeze. It splashes.
No,
on your
I
asshole.
Okay. If you use a wet wipe, you can't finish with a wet wipe. You can't finish with a
wet wipe. Wait, what did you say? Kyle's face that whole time. He's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Because you just fucking glorified water splashing your asshole. Like, that is quite possibly one of the most uncomfortable things ever. Like, if I drop a fucking nuke and water literally comes up and hits my asshole,
I start jumping. Joy.
Jump up.
Joy.
Like, woohoo! We did it, Mom. We got enough trajectory.
One time. I was in my fraternity and I was in the bathroom and this dude dropped a fucking deuce and this snake was coming out of the toilet.
That's scary as shit.
I always think about that shit.
No, like poops.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Like it was like 4 feet long. Okay. Started coming out of the toilet.
Oh my god. Think about how that was made inside of him. Ew.
Chow mein.
He literally shit out his lower intestine.
This is what my life's come to. I went from...
Have you guys been to ratemypoo.com? Yeah.
Luke. Is that a thing?
Luke, we need you to search up ratemypoo.com.
Stop. No, we're not actually...
Yes, wait, have you seen ratemyfeet.com? Like, no, where they take celebrity feet pictures and you rate them and there's reviews.
Why is this a thing? Why do people care?
You know what's fun? Yesterday, as like a team, we played... Have you ever played Meet and Fuck?
What in the... Dude, I do family... friendly content. Is this okay? What is this?
No, it's. I mean, it's a cartoon game.
It's the one advertised on every streaming site.
It was me, Ethan, and Nathan, and Spencer, and we were sitting behind Spencer's computer, and Spencer types in meet and fuck, and you literally like meet like these two girls, and you like have like a trio with them, and then you like have like cartoon, you have like cartoon sex with them.
What?
Our dude went like 5 rounds.
That's nuts.
Wow, good for him.
And yeah, we did it as a team. It was
we pressed advanced, advanced, and then she had to press like ignore safety and proceed to,
You've been to the site a lot of times. How do you know that,
dude? Like, that's just the general. Okay, so we have to rate at least like 3.
Yeah, rate my poo. Poos.
God, dude, yeah. Why are we doing?
Okay,
this,
we're at the front.
Why is Matthew McConaughey?
I don't know. Just smoking a cigar. Dart. Can you scroll down, or is it just a video of Matthew McConaughey?
No,
it's just a picture. No, this doesn't make.
No, it's rate my poop.
Yeah. Oh, not poo. Someone just bought the domain and put that GIF there over the entire website?
I wonder if those rate my poon.
Luke, literally go to the web browser, type in ratemypoop.com.
ratemypoon.com.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think it's a
.net.
Yes.
All right,
pooping toilets. Blood is one of the subjects?
No.
God, this is not it.
Yes, it is. No, yes, it is. You click on it.
That's not it.
Look at this, Ethan. Is that not rate my poop?
Yeah, and they have no. It is. It is. Click on it. They changed it.
Why does it say buy here? What are we buying? Why does this at the bottom? It says buy here, pay here.
The poo that you see.
Stop! Stop!
It's like Amazon.com.
That is enough.
We all have our fetishes, Sean. Okay?
Oh, what's on girls?
Click on toilet. Click on toilet.
No, this is an ad.
You guys are literal goofballs, bro. This is literally what happens when you type something in and it doesn't.
Is that $138? Is that $168 toilet?
What the fuck?
Okay, go to rate my poon.
Ow.
Fuck. Okay, what is the website, Ethan? Is it rate my poop?
Spit the sheriff. No, it is. I think they took it down. It's I thought it was rate my poo.
You know, last time I was here, we had like a 5 different. Last time I was on the Sync podcast, we had 5 segments about poop. Now we're back on it. Literally back on it.
Why is it always you, bro? You instigate some poo talk sometimes, bro. That?
God damn it, dude.
Hey.
He's the shit.
Hey.
Tasteful joke, Ethan. Very tasteful.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kai.
Well, so sometimes what happens on the podcast is like someone will say something and like the question, like the person either answers it like, yeah, or they answer it like they answer it like it's like very like awkward, and then we'll all just like sit here and like look at each other, and we'll be like,
I guess,
and then it will be like Kai being like, yeah, cool. Are you doing YouTube?
Okay, here's the problem. I read something where it's like how to have a better like in-depth podcast or radio conversation, right?
Right.
And one of the steps was like, never be afraid of the silence. And whenever something like that happens, you wait until the guest speaks, because that's when they open up about the most like thing that they don't want to talk about the most. They'll say it during that time. But I can't be silent for that long, or it's just so awkward.
Well, it's like sometimes the guest actually has nothing to say.
And they're just like,
And they'll be like,
like when came on and she was high as shit. Just sitting here, just absolutely blaze out of her mind.
Just bleep that name, but keep everything
else. And just didn't say anything. And literally me, Chris, so and Kai stoned. Were just having like toilet talk, like on our podcast.
We're just talking to each other.
She literally goes, that's all she would do.
She would laugh randomly and go,
Can we just take a minute? You guys can't see this, but like I literally think Ethan is fucking baked right now. This dude has been fucking giggly bits over here for like the last 25 minutes. Like we've said some kind of funny things, but Ethan has literally been like this kid's been dying the entire this kid, like bro, when I said rate my poon.
Wow. So, are you doing YouTube?
I just started to be into that awkward
guy. Thank God Kai doesn't do this anymore. I used to point this out whenever he'd do it. Kai would have nothing to say. And he would like, Kai, he would have nothing to say. He would literally just be fucking blanked. And he would like, look at me and just stare at me. It would be literally be like this. It would literally be like, if everybody didn't have anything to say, Kai would be like.
I'm sure naturally everybody else started looking at him like, are you going to say something?
I noticed that today. He looked at me today.
No, Kyle, he totally doesn't. I'm like, bro, like, don't fucking look at me, dude.
But to answer your question, yeah, I'm doing YouTube.
Yeah. How's short? Because you on YouTube.
Good, man.
Yeah, fuck you. Your shorts do way better than anybody else's shorts. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, time out. Hey, right. I had my first video hit 100 million for the first
fuck
time
you.
Ever.
Fuck you. Fuck, dude. That's like a music video.
What video?
On YouTube?
My mom rating my magic tricks.
How long was that video?
50 seconds.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah,
so thank you, bro. Let me ask you a serious question, because I had this talk with FaZe Rug too.
Okay.
About shorts. Yes. I think it's sick. They need to be doing it. That's what's going to grow people. But at the same time, YouTube is the most coveted, the hardest place to grow and grow subscribers. Right. And it takes years. And a million subscribers doesn't mean a million anywhere else.
Right.
It means a million subscribers.
Right.
Do you think there's some kind of that being taken away by the fact that, like, Mr. Beast, yourself, Sidemen, like, they're able to create channels and grow to a million in maybe a month sometimes?
Yeah. Well, no, because
you grew a million in a month, right?
I went from 200K to like a million in like 3 weeks. So, I mean, that's like 800K. That wasn't like growing a whole million, but it was fast. It was fast. But I mean, to be fair, Mr. Beast and Simon, all of them already like built their platform. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
if it was like random Joe Schmo 64 gets to a million and that happens fucking consistently, Joe, then yes, it's taken away from the fact that you get a million. I do think that people who grow on shorts don't have as loyal. Like, I feel it. It's not as loyal of a fan base. It's like it's very similar to TikTok, you know, like in that sense where like you're getting subscribers way easier. Like, I mean, dude, I'm at 3.1 for what? I haven't posted that many times like recently. Like because I was filming the show like for like a month, I wasn't filming or posting or doing anything, and for some reason I still grew like 200K. I was like, "Oh, through shorts." So I mean it doesn't have that much, like it doesn't have that oomph of like having like 3 million, like if you were to grow it, or like it is still organically, but you know, I mean, like through like long form videos.
It's not like the Casey Neistat daily upload vlog.
Because if I post a full fledged YouTube video, like, you know, not a short but an actual YouTube video, it'll get like 30,000 views for 3 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Like it's like people like the short form, but as soon as I post a short form video, it's like 4 million views. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, but that world is gone, where it was like the Casey and I sat, like, we had to do daily vlogging. Remember that?
Yeah.
That people don't appreciate that anymore. Like, the daily vlogging grind earns respect and followers. Now it's all short form.
You know what's funny? I actually think the next, like, huge wave is everybody's going to, it's already happened. It's podcasts. It really is.
It is podcasts.
Yeah, 100%. 1,000%. People make their own content and then they want to know more about the creator. And bam, like, you have the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, but also, like, it's going to get to a point pretty soon where, like,
it's already kind of,
it's where it's kind of getting diluted, because you can only spend so much of your day listening to people talk. Like, you know, like with YouTube, I could watch like 20 YouTube videos in like my time of, like, you know, being on YouTube, right? But with podcasts, like, you're never going to go back to back to back on podcasts.
That's
unless
fair.
You're driving or like.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the weird dude that does go back to back on podcasts.
I would go back to back. I would go from like just impulsive to like.
But like, what, you're going to do 2 max?
True.
And you're going to go back to back on like the same creator. Like, I'm watching 20 different creators when you're on YouTube.
Mm. Yeah.
I have like 3 to 4 podcasts where whenever they're out on Apple Podcasts, I always listen to them. That's kind of
Like, I'm saying that, but I'm saying it's going to get to like a point where it's like diluted, and then, like, I mean, you know, you just can't consume it at like the rate. Yeah.
You know what I find really interesting? What's going to be the next big thing right now? Because we just had our viral wave of Mr. Beast, right? So Mr. Beast just created a new lane on YouTube. Every like couple years, there's always a new lane of someone.
I think that there's going to be a lot more like civilian only fans, like. I think that wave is coming. Like,
civilian OnlyFans?
Like,
what
not,
was that?
Not like, not like influencer or whatever. Like, you know, like influencers doing it. I think like just anyone. Like,
anybody.
Just like college girls.
But isn't the problem with that, your circle's so small that you're really only showing to the people that you
don't
want to
see?
But
like, you know, you're going to have like your top tier creators, but then you'll also have other girls that are making.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like, if you're making $1,000 a
month. I've never
heard
that. Civilian OnlyFans.
I mean, I just came up with it. I don't know. It could be completely wrong. I mean, it just like made sense in my mind. Like, you know, I wasn't just going to say like.
Yeah.
I got really stoned once and I thought about it for like 4 hours.
Right.
You would think, right, that the future.
As one does.
Yeah. Lies.
You thought about doing OnlyFans?
No. But speaking to your point of civilian OnlyFans.
I'd buy it.
Right? If you're talking to him, if you think about like 40 years out and you put yourself on a long time frame, right? So right now we're born in 2000. tech really came in 40 years ago. Sure. The wheel came in. There are hundreds of years of progress after that. So we're really young. And we're not going to see most of the shit.
Right.
But if we're really the frontier of social media and you can, you know, build a community and leverage your community, you know, talk to them and do all this stuff.
Right.
Maybe in like 40 years, 50 years, what you're seeing is everybody's a content creator within their own small community. So you might be just a mom with your friends, but you create content for just your group of friends.
I feel like isn't that kind of what it is right now?
It is.
When you post on Instagram, isn't that you posting for your small group of friends?
Yes, but there's a difference.
You don't even see your friends on Instagram
anymore. So fucked.
No, but I'm what I mean more so is like for us, we might be doing it to way more people. People are going to be doing it like the way we do, like grinding and just live streaming just to their friends, and money just going to go back and forth between each other all around, like donations. It'll be like that crazy. And that's when civilian only fans make sense. Like you wake up, you're cooking breakfast for your kid right before school, and you're live streaming the entire thing because it's built into your kitchen. You and that's normal. People tune in.
Whoa.
You just do it naked in front of your kids.
Isn't that make sense what it is? Naked in front of your kids, but isn't that what makes sense of the future?
That does make sense. That's interesting. That's cool, man. I like that idea.
How
do you feel about when dads kiss their sons on the lips?
What?
You know Tom Brady?
What we were talking about?
No, I'm just curious about this.
Huh?
Like, you know, like if dads kiss their sons like on the mouth, how do you feel about
that? Yo, my family doesn't even say I love you to each other, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Really?
But like, what's your raw emotion? Like, if you saw your 18-year-old friend say goodbye to his dad and they kissed on the mouth, how does that make you feel deep down?
I'd be like, oh, they have a very strong love connection. I love that for them. I don't know what do you say to that? I don't know. In my head,
I mean, it's not like politically correct or anything. Like,
I don't know.
It's just like genuine feeling.
I mean, I know that Tom Brady does that. I do know that, but I mean, just like,
how does it make you feel, Kai?
I think it's fine. Do what you want to do.
I'm all for it, to be honest. I'm all for it.
But wait, let me.
Kiss my 18-year-old son.
Suck his dick.
Wait. So is your family like a lot less like just emotional? They're more like.
No. I know, like, based off how my parents act, you know, we all love each other so much. We just never say I love you. I literally said it to a friend before I said it to. I still haven't said it to my parents.
That's weird.
I know.
What's the background that we're missing? Like, why is that?
Can we call your mom and tell her you love her right now for the first time?
I can't use my phone.
Okay. Samsung didn't give me a SIM card.
I'm sorry.
What's your mom's number, Ruffler?
You want to call her?
Yeah. Or McCall? Do you have her number?
No. You have to call her on your side.
That would actually be a better TikTok. If you're like,
should I call?
My friend has never told his mom he loves, and then.
And we're using a Samsung.
Well, I can't hold it. I literally can't. Well, I don't know if we should do this. Dude.
Everybody just throw your iPhone.
What's their number?
No, we don't need
to. We don't have to call.
This is a pointless bit.
We've been so wholesome.
Yeah, but like just for us. Like no one really gives a fuck. I'm just saying, like, it's like...
We almost rated poo. Like,
that is significantly more... I want to rate poon.
I want to rate some poon.
Just some fucking crotch shots.
Dude, there's people that, like specialize in, like, shooting those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the right angle. This is the right lighting.
Yeah. Did you ever have a moment when you were a kid that you can really think of where you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
where you
really think you're different than everybody else, right?
You just said, Sean.
Oh, wait, that came out. Yeah, that made it seem like I'm assuming there's something wrong. No, what I mean is like,
Uncle Bob came down. And
bro, there has been some goofball activities on this podcast. Like, this has been just goofball activity, every goofball activity.
Who the fuck is snorting over there?
Yeah, McCall's over there snorting.
Snorting in the audience.
No, but seriously, though.
What?
What I mean is like, was there
a... Kai asked it in... kind of an inconsiderate way.
Right.
I never thought how fucking...
Sean, have you realized how fucking weird you are at all times?
He's pretty much saying, like, have you ever felt like you were weird? And
motherfucker, I grew up doing magic.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, weird in a way where it's like you're doing things that other people aren't doing. Was there a moment you remember, like, oh, shit, I'm not doing that with them?
You, like, felt left out?
I'm different than them.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I'm different.
We got fucking YG over here.
No, I mean, I just love to enter. The honest answer is I just love to fucking entertain people. And when I started doing magic and I was doing it every single day to different people in my school, I was like, fuck, dude, I guess I'm built as an entertainer. That's the only real answer. Mm. Also, I fucking did magic for like 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you run up to people like at school and do magic with them?
I was the magic guy for the longest time before Shauna's magic was in. Yeah, it was like, oh, it was the magic guy. That's literally where I got my first viral video. Some dude was like, yo, that's the magic guy, do a magic trick. I did a magic trick with a group of people after a soccer game, filmed it, got posted, and it got a million views. I was like, holy shit.
I didn't realize.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn. I was kind of doing the same thing with vlogging, but it never got even close to more than 10,000 views.
No, you had a million view video?
I did, but that wasn't at school. That was like a prank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say that we're alike.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I hear that sometimes from your friends.
They are. You guys are literally the same person, but he's just magic and you do podcasts.
Sean's also significantly cooler.
That's true. Oh. There's a lot more money than me, too. So.
What? I mean, yeah.
I made at least $10, and I'm sure you have too. Yeah.
Over time.
couple years.
Yeah. Fuck, I had something that I was going to say.
Like, it was going to be clever, too.
It's going to be really funny.
It was funny and clever. Oh, I was going to say.
Do you like golf?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I get it.
No, what I was going to say is, like, I feel like there's, like, a way that if potentially, like, you just changed your mind and you did want to start, like, getting girls. No, like, I'm not saying that out of, like, I'm not. No,
hey, if listen, you want
hear me out. Jesus fucking Christ. Hear me out. What I'm saying, like, because you said, like, you don't have time for it right now, right? But if you did change your mind and you wanted to start getting girls, you could curate your magic to, like, just be insane pickup lines, right? Like, you,
sure.
Like,
sure.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, okay. I mean, I kind of do that. I mean,
and, like, girls, like, love shit like that. Like, you know, like, something is, like, about them. I'm just saying, like, I feel like that would work. You'd have an incredible success rate. Like, if there was alcohol involved and, like, a fun time and magic. And pickup lines. I feel like you could have a very high success rate.
I'm sure. Maybe.
Can we test it?
Test it where? Where do you want
to test it with Kai?
I kind of, one of my biggest genres on YouTube is Omegle Magic. And one of my big series is Nerd Gets Girls Using Magic. And I literally put on glasses and I do pickup lines and stuff. And I do magic. Doesn't fuck it. The end of... I look over at Ethan. Ethan's just cracking up. I don't even know. No, but literally at the end of one of my episodes, I finally get a Snapchat. It was like I was just trying to go until I get a Snapchat. And then she goes, yeah, you got my Snapchat. Here's my Snapchat. And she says, is it okay if I'm lesbian, though? I was like, are you fucking serious? The one person that I actually was able to see is a lesbian. Not, I swear, it was at the end of my... I was like, okay, well, that's fun.
Damn.
Maybe...
Sean doesn't do women.
You could literally, like, you could throw so many sexual innuendos into fucking magic tricks.
Well, even last fucking night, there was, like, literally fucking 20 people around you.
They all were dudes.
they were all dudes.
I mean,
yeah. But imagine that they were people that you're into, right? Okay, then what happens?
Then you get all the girls. Boom.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, that's happened. Not the girls, but like, no one cares. I do a magic trick. Oh, whoa, cool.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not sexual enough.
What do you want me to do?
Get fucking weird with it. I don't know. Like, it would be so like, cool.
Watch the card vanish. Like, David check your Blaine? Vagina. Exactly. Oh, my God. Exactly. It's in there.
Exactly.
You're telling me to do that shit?
That,
you could literally do like, oh, my card's in your shirt. You need to take your shirt off. Now let's go fucking party somewhere. I don't know. Maybe that's a little deep.
Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
What about, like, more along the lines of, like, people like musicians? So, like, seeing, like, a magician do, like, their thing is, like, attractive because it's, like, you know what I mean? Like,
sorry about this kid over here.
And another episode of Love Advice from Ethan. No, I get you. No, you're right.
It's okay.
I'm sure one day...
Sorry for the interruption.
One day I'll find someone. I don't know.
He's hungover and sleep deprived.
God, man.
So you're YouTube? All
right, wait. What are we at, Lou?
25.
All right, this has been a very powerful episode. I think this has been a long episode too. All right, what do we miss, man?
What did we not cover?
We didn't miss much, bro.
This episode was more entertaining than the first one.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I laughed significantly harder in this one.
Yeah, no, this was great. And thank you guys. You know what's awesome is like I see, like, what y'all don't know, I see the sink all the time. And, bro, they're the fucking most genuine humans on the planet. Like, if y'all are coming from Rug's thing, and I'm not here to knock on Rug, but, like, they were saying how they're, like, you know, fake or whatever. They're the real. They're real people. All right. So if y'all are on here, W podcast, not L podcast. Come Thank on, you. W podcast in the chat right now.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sean. All of Sean's links are linked down below. Go check it out. We'll see you guys next time. And leave a review, and the merch is available at thesinkshop.com. Peace out. Woo!
Woo!